Amashmul hani sakini de beni urve dotsa shalfa vahada dotsa shari. Even though presumably he may have increased the hole somewhat, because it's ain't no miskav. Okay? A rule, we have a klal, gentlemen, let's go back to some basics. There's an din of dava she'ein no miskaven, the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass the dava she'ein no miskaven is mutter. It's a rule in kol ha'torah kula, not only in Shabbos. It's permissible to do A, which may or may not lead to B. If A is permissible, B is prohibited, because you're just doing A, B just as it happens to happen. You didn't want B to happen. If it just so happens to happen, I didn't do anything wrong. I did A, I'm innocent. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass the Dava Shein Miskaven is mutter. It's a rule in kol ha'torah kula, not only in Shabbos. It's permissible to do A, which may or may not lead to B. If A is permissible, B is prohibited, because you're just doing A, B just as it happens to happen. You didn't want B to happen. If it just so happens to happen, I didn't do anything wrong. I did A, I'm innocent. Dava She'eino Miskaven. Fine. There's a Truma Sadesha, which is cited by the Beis Yosef. This is some of the additions to the Maamar Kamos that some of you saw. The Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Yadala towards the end cites a Truma Sadesha, which quotes this Mordechai, and then goes on to have a whole discussion. We want to focus on this for a moment. Kosev a Truma Sadesha. This very case is a knife which is stuck in to a wall of wood. What's going on? He quotes the Mordechai, and then he says as follows. This is quoted in the footnote Ayin Beis. It's in the Truma Sadesh, but somehow the Beis Yosef left out this critical part. He says, what do you do about Psik Reisha? Nuchaloma da filu. Oh. What's Psik Reisha? We had already a few times. Let's review again. Psik Reisha of Loyamas means you're going to cut off the head of the bird and the bird's not going to die. So when is Dava Shein Miskaven Mutter? If I do A, which may or may not lead to B, A is innocent, B is a violation, but B may not happen. Even if it does happen, I didn't do anything wrong. What if I do A, which inevitably leads to B? Without every single case, 100%. Cut off the head of the baby. Baby's going to, of the bird. The bird's going to die. 100%. Dava Shein Miskaven, Psik Reisha V'Loyamus is awesome. So what about a case where I put the knife in and out? It's going to inevitably widen the hole. Says he, the Ve'isha D'Rabbanon Yesh L'Chalek in Miskaven Goma L'Psik Reisha K'disa B'Tshuvas Maram B'Mordechai Perek Azorek Simen Shin Ayin Vof. So the Truma Sadeshin tries to prove his point that a Psik Reisha is permissible by the Rabbonans from a Mordechai in Simen Shin Ayin Vav. Let's take a quick look. Shin Ayin Vav in the Mordechai. Not far from where we were before. What page is Shin Ayin Vav? Here it is. It's page Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey. What's Shin Ayin Vav? There it says, there's a situation in which a person has, they used to have, you know, bathrooms, or whatever their versions of it were, and the water would pour into a place which you're not allowed to carry. It's what's called a carmelis. So how are you allowed to use such a facility? So the answer is, it's a dava she'eino miskaven. But it's a psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. Well, it says, mishum dekocho becarmelis lo gozer abonon. They never prohibited this kind of activity, which leads to, in effect, a hotzah derabbanan, because you don't want it. It's a psik reisha. So you see from this Mordechai, that psik reisha is permissible by the rabbanans. That's the source that the Truma Sedeshin quotes. Fine. If this is the case, what about Mechuba Lekarka? So the case of the knife in the chavis in a barrel with binyan bekanim as the rabbanon. So we understand. What do you do with the case which you spoke about earlier? If you have a knife which is stuck into a wall, right? Stuck into a wall. There you're talking about a possibility of a d'oraisa. And their psik ratio should be prohibited. So, as is pointed out here again, in another quotation of the true Masadesh, which is found in the footnote, Ayin Gimel, another critical one, is as follows. It can't be a psik ratio. Why not? Because you're giving a proof from a case of karka. The Mordechai has proof from a case of karka. And making a hole in karka is a the oraisa. So it must be that it's not a psik ratio at all. I'm reading you again from the Beis Yosef. He says, V'lap psik ratio she Yosef benekev. How do you know? Mi de maisi al araya mi sov perek ba met tolman daf nun. Mi sakina de beini urbi pirish sakan anot ben shuas levenim she bebinyin. V'ayi akorcho la ayra la psik ratio she yachav aguma. Why? Explains in the footnote. Because it's a shal of a oraisa. So what is he saying? That the Trumas Hadeshen is going back and forth. First, he starts off by saying the Mordechai is telling us a chiddush niflo, that psik ratio by the Rabbonos is mutter. But then he seems to change his mind. He can't bring a proof from the Mordechai. It's what we call overkill. You prove too much. Because if it's referring, in fact, to a case of a psik ratio, that the hole will be widened when the knife is pulled in and out, and he's mapped it even when it comes to a something which is attached to the ground, that cannot possibly be based on the leniency of psik ratio by the rabbonos, because the building is a daraisa. So it must be referring to a case where it's not a psik ratio. So then what is the actual conclusion of the Trumas Hadeshen? Did he therefore back out from the whole premise, the whole thesis? Since the proof was flimsy, why is it flimsy? Because it's overkill. It goes too far. Therefore it must be wrong. It must be referring to a case where there's no psik ratio. So what exactly is the Trumas Hadeshen's conclusion? This is, to use a famous expression, unclear. We're not exactly sure what his conclusion is. As a matter of fact, the Mogen Avraham is the posik as the lengthiest discussion of this matter. Right over here in our siman, Shin Yud Dalet, the siman which we spent so much time on for so long, about the specifics of Binyan and Stira B'Kalim, we're finished with that. That was finished on Friday. But the general principles extrapolated, this has to be is what we're discussing today. So the Mogen Avraham and Siman Shin Yud Dalet of Cotton Hay is a lengthy piece in which he says his whole thesis is incorrect. It's incorrect. He says Psik Reisha the Malacha the Rabbanan Sfira the Trumas Hadeshen the Mutter. It brings a riot from originally from the Mordechai, right? We saw in Shin Ayin Vav. After the psik reshu ayin sham, it's mut. V'lid tzarech iyan ala gon. Because it's gon, the Trumas Hadeshen is incorrect. And he brings quite a number of proofs that psik reshu is usher by the Rabbanan. Some proofs come from the Gemara. Some proofs come from the Shulchan Aruch. What's the proof from the Gemara? The Gemara speaks about dragging a heavy chair along the ground. If it's going to be a case where it's kind of an earth, which will certainly be a psik ratio, prohibited. Says the Mogen Avraham, but if you did it, it would be what's called kilach ayad. The Gemara is beferish in the fine gibel. It's kilach ayad, these kinds of cases. So it would have been the Rabbanan anyway. Oh, hold on a second. That's what we're coming to. Oh, makalkel. So the kalach ayad would still be prohibited. throws the whole book at you, and yet, if it's a secretion, it's prohibited. And therefore he says, no, here there's no prohibition in the first place with respect to the knife going in and out. But if there would be a prohibition, it would apply, if there would be a psik reisha rather, it would apply even to the rabbonans. And he brings raias. Gam ha-shekosa lahatim psik reisha d'remila d'rabbonan tzarech iyan. And he said in another tshuviyat, ayin vav, it's simen shin yud vav, siv dalet, isa behedya d'yosim, a talmud aruchu. It's a mefurash gemara that psik reisha is also by the rabbonans. What's shin yud vav, siv dalet? Say that's dvorim. Say that's dvorim. Bees. The Gemara has, according to our gears, it's printed in the Gemara, it's true. Beit Zalam B'Vavim and Beis. That it's a, that Dvorim is Ein B'mino Nitzo. It's not normally trapped. And nonetheless, if you cover the beehive, and it's a segregation that the bees are going to be trapped, it's prohibited. A Mefurash Gemara, he quotes. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. That segregation by the Rabbonans is prohibited. That's Raya number one. Toys the Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Lo Tzricha. Right? What's the case over there? Lo Tzricha, the Ovid Ba'arad, the Chavre. It says those are three words. And it's Osir. It's Osir. What's the Isir? That's a segregation. So what? It's a segregation by the Rabbonan. Why is the Rabbonan? Ein Tzricha Lagufa. And segregation is prohibited. And so too in Shimon Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph and Sof Sif Beis. Those were other rayas. Shin Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph and Sof Sif Beis. So those who have a plain Shulchan Aruch should open up and see what's going on over there. Shin Lamed Zayin. The rayas of the Magen Aruch have to be analyzed one by one. One by one. The first we just spoke about. It's a case of Gora Adam Mita Kisa V'Safso. All right, because Dovah Shein and Miskavein, as long as not a psik reisha. That's what we spoke about before. I repeat again. There are, so far we have three rayas that the Truma Tadeshin is wrong. The first was in the Mefurash Gemara Beit Zalam and Vav, cited by the Shulchan Aruch Shin Tazayin Dalet. The second is the Mefurash Gemara Ayin Gimel, that psik reisha, also Dav Chav Beis and Masech LeShabbos, that psik reisha would be prohibited in the case of dragging a bench, even though again it's the Rabbana for a whole variety of reasons. Ain't a miskaven, I'm sorry. Ain't Tzricha Lagufa, Kalachayad Makalka. What about Siv Beis? Siv Beis is not a Gemara anywhere. It's only a Ramah. It's true. The Raya is only from the Ramah. The Ramah says that even in the case of Adin de Rabbanan, if it's a psik resha, it's a problem. That is true. That is a case of Shviras Kismin, a real honest to goodness to Rabbon. So Rabbi Gatlin already made a reference to the following distinction between two kinds of the Rabbonans. One is where the Malacha itself is the Raisa, but due to some technicality in Klole HaMalachas, it's the Rabbonan. Second case, the Isra is intrinsically the Rabbonan. So it occurred to me, and I told you this last year, in the context of Psik Reisha Dado Nichalei, it was printed in the Beis Yitzchak when it just came out, that this is a distinction. When it comes to something which is Ikoro Doraisa, the Malachas of Doraisa, then we are Machmir in Psik Reisha. Last year we spoke about Lo Nichalei, and this year we're speaking about Nichalei. However, if it is something which is intrinsically the Rabbanon, then Halacha lemaisa, we're making a psik reisha to lo nichalei. That's a whole. That's, remember, if you recall, in the Shmir Shabbos Chelak Gimel, there's a lengthy footnote with steers galore, and that was the cloud which answered all the steers. And here, the feature was that deshen, it'd be more even psik reisha to nichalei if it's ikaro de rabbanon, but not if it's basically a daraisa, which with some technicality is de rabbanon. So just today, Rabbi Simon's Dvar Torah from the Malava Malka was proved. Mitalmida Yosem Mikula. So Shaul came to me and shows me a Miri. I was mechavan to a Miri. I never knew this Miri. A Miri, a Shlomo. On this, that the daf was supposed to look at the Malava Malka. Daf Kuf Chof. The Feirish. Lamish, word for word. He quotes the statistic of the Gedolei Adoros. Somebody said it's not the psik resha, it doesn't apply to the rabbanim. It's against all the gemaras. No. Shalom amru shalom lechayev psik resha v'sil chachamim ele b'davar she'ein ba'osa malach isa torah klal k'golim b'tzarek ava b'kibush yesh bo isa torah b'psila shetorach lehavava lo. This goes back, he tells in footnote 189, look back in Perek Beis, footnote 398, where he quotes this thing verbatim from the Baal HaShlomo. It goes back a long time to see, so I thought it was my original. The Baal HaShlomo said it. He says, Kevan deikul kibush osim min ha-Torah kom psila shetorach lehavava kom pechomen lefichem moldi rab shimim b'sekreshe v'lo yom estol holtz derabonon, as opposed to ikra derabonon. Mamash, I'm so excited. Mechava to Amiri from the Baal HaShlomo. Very important, Yisrael. So therefore, Rabbo Sai, the Chumash Hadesh is not against anything. Yes, he's against the Ramo in Shin Lama Zion Beis. That's true. The Ramo holds like Rav Rishonim. That Psik Resha Delo Nichalei, excuse me, Psik Resha by the Rabbonon, is Usur. But the Mogan Avraham is forced to concede that there's a Tosis like him, like the Chumash Hadesh. Av Tosis and Psachim Chafei say it's Mudur. Well, Heine B'derech Ein Lomar. They never really meant it. You know, you don't say Ein Lomar, that's at least a kernel of truth to them. Otherwise, it's ridiculous. True Tosis may not hold from the Maskana, but they may even hold from the Maskana. Look carefully over there. Lefi Emes Osir, it's not so clear. V'chein Mashmur Simen Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. That's a Sukha Kuf Chav about Kibri Ha Aner, which is on the back of the door, the sukkah we're going to be seeing soon, Mr. Shem. Again, that's ikro d'oraisa. That proves nothing. That proves nothing. So Lanias daiti, the rayas faker than orayas. I bought a rayas the other way from the Mordechai and Shinai involved. No, it's no rayas that we're going to have wrong. Hosam ilo oven midi, I feel yotzim l'shusarabim lek yisura. And the rabbonin gozuk b'shusarabim v'karmelis lo gozuk, she'eno miskaivin lo tziyah. It's not really an Isra Hotzah, it's only Kocho. He knocks out that Raya. Okay, Rabosai, we're left with one major problem. The Dvorim. That's a Mefurisha Gemara, and a Mefurisha Dinit Shulchan Aruch. That's a going against the Trumas Hadesh. So Rabosai, I'm going to show you amazingly. Open the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Daf Mem Gimel. The same Gemara appears without that line. The Gemara Snaf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, the last line, last few lines of the Daf, Mem Gimel Amad Aleph. Porsin Machtzelas Agabe Kaveres Devorim B'Shabbis Uvavashli Yiskaven Lotzut. Nu, a Mefurisha Gemara, that it's Mutta, even though presumably it is a Psik Resha. The Gemara never has the Kasha over here. In Beitz Mem Gimel, according to our Girsa, the Gemara did ask the Kasha. Tosfos and Beis Yosef clearly did not have the Girsa, because they asked the Kasha on their own. So it's a matter of what Girsa it is. And furthermore, if the Kasha really is asked, it's a Psik Resha, it's very possible that Devorim Abemino Nitzod, people do trap bees. Sure, people want to have bees for their honey. So therefore, the Gemara, if anything, is a raya, according to this Girsa, quite to the contrary. That would exactly be the raya that Psik Resha is mutter by the Rabbonans. Those who always aim at me no nitzo, the Gemara never asked the Kasha. Why the Gemara asked the Kasha? Because Psik Resha by the Rabbonans are in fact mutter. So therefore, it's a very viable shita. Who holds that way? Chumash definitely vacillates. What about the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Dalet Sif Aleph quotes this din. Everyone open up a plain Shulchan Aruch. This is a parting shot from Shin Yud Dalet, right at the very beginning again. Sif Aleph, where the Mechabes says, on the second line of page Kuf Chav, toward the end of Sif Aleph, Imhoya Sakin Takum Erev Shabbos Mechabes Mutal Otzio Lachniso Shereinu Meskav in the Hosif. Aye, the Psik Resha, you and I will ask. Ayesib Psik Resha, the Mishnah Berurah discusses that in Yud Aleph. Even though it's Psik Resha, came in the Iker Yisuru Rakmid Rabbanan, Svile the Shari Kaven Shahina Miskaven Lazer. I just noticed the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know if he meant it. Iker Isur Drakta Rabbanan. I wonder if he means what we just said. But for Amiri, I don't even know. I'm putting too much into that phrase. Iker Isur Rabbanan, as opposed to the rice which was reduced to the Rabbanan because of Kol Yom Halachos. Maybe he meant that. I don't know. I don't want to say for sure. Das Ramal Lachlok Olav. Rama says no. Psik Reishis Aser, even by the Rabbanans. And then he says that the Goyin and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mogan Avram all follow the Rama against the Mechaber. Against the Mechaber. So, if you look carefully in the Dark Moshe Sifkot Mites and the Gra here, that you get an impression they didn't know the Mechaber that way. They know the Mechaber that it's not a Psik Reishis, because the Truma Sedeshim sort of backed out from Israel. Kuvin the Mechaber would also agree that Psik Reisha is Asur even by Ikra de Rabbona. And you must say that way according to the Mogan Avram. The Mogan Avram quotes Mechaber after Mechaber after Mechaber that are Machmir. We have a Teretz. That's Ikra de Reisha is Ikra de Rabbona. But the Mogan didn't hold him that distinction. He's going to have to learn that the Mechaber is basing himself here on the fact that it's not a Psik Reisha. Bekitzer, this is a dispute. And b'shas atchak godol ad ma'od, maybe one can rely on the Truma Sadeshen, maybe the Mechaber held that way too, by the Rabbonim. But according to what I'm saying now, you can't rely upon it when it comes to Ikra Doraita, which is now the Rabbonim. Only if it's Ikra the Rabbonim. We'll come to that as we discuss the sugya of Maver and Mechaber at length this week. Okay? We say, Hadron Olof Simon Shin Yudalit. It was a very wonderful experience. A little grueling, maybe some tiring for some, but very important as well. Okay, we now turn our attention to a Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the opening line of the new Mara Makoma sheet. I assume everyone has a copy. We've lost some of our troops. We have many more copies available of the Mara Makoma sheet. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. What does it say there? The second line of the page. Mechavin Gacheles Shel Matches B'Shus Rabim. Bishvil shelo yizoku bo rabim, avolo gacheles shel eitz. You may extinguish a hot metal, so people shouldn't get hurt in the street, but not if it is a wood. What's the difference? Rashi, gacheles shel matkes, shemashlichen lechutz psolta b'shapsola shel barzad lo shach kibui b'achi midoraisa. Apparently, there's no issur kibui d'oraisa when it comes to metal. Only when it comes to wood, lo shalait, the issur d'oraisa v'chayev skila. Now, before we jump to give skila, anybody, gentlemen, are you really chayev skila? Really chayev skila? It depends, perhaps, on the machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda of malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. What is that? Let's review again. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayev even if you don't need what they needed in the Mishkan. According to Rabbi Shimon, no. Why did they do a kibui in the Mishkan? They wanted to use the psila. They wanted to use that. They would light a fire, blow it out, and the wick, the charred wick, would be more effective. You may have seen in your house, some people in the house on a Friday afternoon, the balabais lights the candles and blows them out. So it should be easier for the Rebbetzin to light the Nero Shabbos because it's already been singed and it lights faster. That's what's called Hivav Psila. Okay? That's what they did in the Mishkan. Oh. So when it says over here that it's Skila, probably means according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana who holds Ein Tzricha L'Gufa L'Schayev. But otherwise, you would be, in fact, Potter because of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's a sugya earlier in the Chav Testament Beis. We had a reference to it in a somewhat different context in Bona V'Soser, Stira V'Mkomo. That's that same sugi. Okay. Why, gentlemen, is matchis the Rabbanan? Why? Why is matchis the Rabbanan? If you have a glowing metal, it's a fire. Glowing metal is a fire. So why is it that if I extinguish that glowing metal, I'll pour water on it, it's no longer glowing, it's cold. Why is that not considered to be kibui d'oraisa? Kibui d'oraisa to the extent that according to Rabbi Yehuda should be chayef, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be an Easter, the Rabbanan Chomer, of melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Why not? That's the question. Why not? So the truth is, the Ravid talks about this. The Ravid talks about it. And says, you know, this Gemara clearly proves that metal is different than wood in this very significant area of halacha, maver and mechab. This is the one I asked you to see in the Maram Makomas. Perek, Yud, Beis, Halacha, Aleph, and Beis. Very important Rambams and Ravids here. The Rambam writes, gentlemen, Halacha, Aleph. Ha-Mecharim es ha-Barzel, k'dei l'tzarfo b'mayim, ha-Reza told us Mavir v'chayim. You heat up metal in order to be tzarf. What do we say tzarf? What's the English word? Annealed? Is the right word? To anneal it in water, to strengthen it in the water, it's told us Mavir and Yechayev. So writes the Rambam. So writes the Rambam. So the question is, why? Mavir gachela shel matzah gachela shel eitz. What's the difference? If, in fact, there's a chiyuv of mavir by wood and by metal, why, when it comes to extinguishing, there is a difference? Halacha beis. Rambam writes, ha-mechaber gachela shel eitz is chayav, mechaber gachela shel matzah is potter. He quotes our Gemara. Ribbono shel olam, asks the Ravid. If you, Rambam, write halacha aleph, when it comes to mavir, there's no difference between eitz and matzis. Why, with respect to mechaber, is there a difference? That's a tremendous kashya. So the Ravid says the Rambam is wrong. Mechaber matzis is not chayav mishum mavir at all. Why you chayav mishum mivashel? Mivashel. Can you imagine that? You're cooking. Cooking? What is this? You're cooking cereal? You're cooking meat? You're queuing? What will happen if someone takes a queue, a grill, and heats up the grill to the point that the metal rods are red hot? Doesn't happen? You mean somebody who's done it? Someone here? Somebody who was fleshing for breakfast this morning? Somebody from the board told me to look out the window at 3 a.m. camp time and he saw the place was burning down. Until he realized what's going on. It wasn't us. So the question becomes, if you get those metal rods to be red hot, says the Rabbi Yechayim Hashem Mevashel, not on the Franks, or on the chicken, or on the burgers. Yechayim Mevashel, that's also, before you even get to that, Yechayim, if you did it on Shabbos, Yechayim Mevashel on the metal rods if they become red hot. All right, there's an Easter of Bishel, there's no Easter to un-Bishel. I will explain the difference between Mavir and Mechaber. But according to the Rambam, the word mavir loosely, but according to the Rambam, it's not mevashel, but it's mavir. So what's the difference between mavir and mechaber? It should be chayven in both directions. There's a big problem. So the Avnei Nezer discusses this problem. He has an argument with the Heilige Alter Rebbe. Mamish, the Heilige Alter Rebbe. The Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in Hilchos Yontif in the Shulchan Aruch Harav what he calls a davar poshut, and he thinks it's wrong. Kosel Rav Miladi, Tov Tadei in the Kutra Zachon Dat Beis. Af al pisha Mavir Eino Chayev Elen Kain Tzorach LeEfer. Af al pikein Iker Achiv Eino Mishum Sreifas Mekilion HaEitzim. Elen Mishum Ribui HaEish. And he brings the Rambam. If you light up Rabosai, if you make metal red hot, does it disintegrate? No, it's still there. And you're still Chayev Mishum Mavir. You see, says the Alter Rebbe, the Chiyuv of Mavir is making a bigger fire, not consuming fuel. Brings a right from this Rambam. What's the Gemara? Increases Daf Chav. A Toysis Daf Kuvav and Mesech to Shabbos. Says that Avnei Nezer was also a Chassidish Rebbe. The Sochet Shava. This is Simon Reish Lam El Ches Avnei Nezer. Who mills with the Pshita Lamaran Zatzal Laha Mi Boy Li Tuva. I think he's wrong. The Sochet Shava Rebbe says against the Lubavitcher Rebbe that the Chiyo is Kilyon Ha'etzin. Is the consuming of the fuel. Huh? Takhari Shad and the Raivit. Why does the Raivit say that there's no Easter of Mavir when you make metal glow? Because you're not consuming it. And what about the Rambam? Says Avnei, well, that's why he said it's only a tolda. It's only a tolda because you're not consuming the fuel. It's still similar to the Av. I would have said that the Rambam holds like the Alter Rebbe. I mean, the Lubavitchers learn Rambam all the time, right? For good reason. That the Rambam holds like the Alter Rebbe, and the Rambam holds like the Sochet Shava Rebbe. See, the Gedolei Chassidus already machlokes Rambam and the Rambam. That's what I would have said. That's exactly this machlokes. Rabosai, there is a dissenting view which can be found in the Rach and the Ran here on this Daf on Daf Mem Beis. A different Pshat and Ol Gemara. Let's take a look together. The Rach Yem Mem Beis, the Min Aleph, with a little asterisk. Miu Dova Sheyesh Bo Hezek L'Rabim K'gon Tzedas Nochosh V'Kibu Yigachela Shol Matches Bizman Sheicham Av Yishchora V'Haroa Osa Domel Sheitzonenes V'Fisha'ein Bo Admimus Kigacheles locheshes, v'nimtzu bnei adam nizokin bo, lefikach mutter, aval gacheles shel eitz, im toser ad mumisa nichbeis kvar, ve'ena mazekes, evim ad mumisa bo, kol aroa osa misrachek mimeno, umikol ponem ein adam nizok, shashchora kvar kofsa, v'aduma misrachek mimeno. Leficha mechabos a chayav, leficha yeshmuel osa begachela shel eitz. A whole different distinction between gachela shel eitz and shel matzos. One is noticeable, and one is not noticeable. Not noticeable. So wait a second. Wait a second. What's the problem by matzos? Says mach. Mechaben gachela shel matzis, b'shus harav b'shul shelo yizoku barabi. What's wrong, stam? So you have to look in the Ran, Rabosa. The Ran on the Mara Makomos, page Yud Tes Omid Beis. It's pshat. It's gersi. Yud Tes Omid Beis. He writes the distinction between ma'et and matches. It's red, and they'll see it, and they won't get damaged. What's the implication of this rach? That if they would have gotten damaged, it would be matter to even put out the gachelas shell eitz. Because you're afraid of Nezek Derabim. What does that mean? You know what it means? The Pesuk taught this. Nezek Derabim is Pekuach Nefesh. They call it Halacha L'maisa, this Rach. If you have something which is really avoidable, you can stand there with a sign, walk to the right, walk to the left. You know, so one guy, two guys, three guys, the fifth guy won't listen already. It'll be a wise guy, get killed. It's considered the Pekuach Nefesh of Nezek Derabim. They talk about it Halacha L'maisa. It's nothing to do with our Shia for today. But that's the quote from the Rabbeinu Chananu. Aval shel matches, even though the redness disappears, it's still going to be very hot. Fine. You get an impression from the Rach, Dibetarvayu ha'ika yisura daraisa. What's yisura daraisa? V'alkorken v'shel matches ha'ina mishem tziruf. Dile mishem kibui daraisa v'alai lespo. Because it's not red. because it's not red. But if it would be red, it would be Doraisa. So had the Rambam followed the Rach, which he often does, we'd be in great shape. The Rambam says that Matchas is Doraisa. I was Doraisa, so why allowed to put it out on Shabbos? Why did it in Eitz? The answer is it's Sakonis Nefoshis. And Eitz is no Sakonis. It would have been great. The problem is, the Rambam himself, as I read to you before, and you'd base, said like Rashi. It would have been a great answer, but the Rambam didn't take it. Rambam said, I repeat again, you'd base. He says, V'chabel gachelo shel matches is potter. Didn't say you're chayev, and it's mutter to do it because nefesh. Said you're potter. So we're still stuck. So Rabosai, I have the following teretz. The teretz is as follows. Yes, when it comes to mavir, there's no distinction between wood and metal. When it comes to mechaber, there is a distinction. That sounds like gibberish. Same thing. Here's the answer. Mavir in the Mishkan wants to make a fire. So it's a fire, a wood fire, a metal fire, all the same thing. But mechaber was to make a pechom. What is a pechom? A char. At least some kind of a... something that's left over. So, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have in mind to make the pechom. Otherwise, it's Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa. The Rambam, as we all know, Pasuk of Yehuda, the Melach HaShem Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa is Chayav. But you have to at least have some kind of item which is left over in its burned state after you put out the fire. If you have such an item, then you're chayev, even if that wasn't your intention for that item. Because you pass into your legufa's chayev. But if there's no char, there's nothing, there's no burnt item at all left over, then it cannot be called mechaber. So the Rambam learns, because you're left with this burned piece of wood. Charcoal, whatever the burned wood turns into. When you're talking about metal, and the metal was metal, is metal, is all the same. Nothing ever burns up. Nothing is consumed. Therefore, when you chayev al maver to make it red hot, when you douse it with water and it turns to now be black and cold, room temperature, you're not chayev mishum mechaber. Where do we find this, Rabosai? Look in Rashi, Kuf Lamed Dalet. That's my answer to see the next second line of my Amakomis. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amad Alet. Yes, Igor. Oh, that's going to be the next topic. Kedel Tzorfa. We'll get to that. If you can pass me my Ramban from my table, Chidushi Ramban, it will be helpful. Okay. Let's take a look at Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. What does it say there? Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. Interesting kind of a process. I'm not quite an expert, and maybe the grillers and the cures will know better what's happening over here than I. I don't really know what it's all about. The Gemara talks here on Kuf Lamed Dalet about the eighth wide line. Ein mematkin also begachelis. On Yontif, you can't give a charol. You didn't process the mustard with a coal. What's the difference in the case of mematkin also begachelis, a stira? Yes or no? Kam begachelis shel matkis, kam begachelis shel eitz. I bisra gumra, hosan lo efsha, hocha efsha. That's a Gemara. What is it all about? Says Rashi, the gachela shall eat usr. The shayach bakibui, the fisha osa pecham. Gachela shall matchas lo shayach bakibui, the eino nasa pecham. Mefurish Rashi. The Rambam is like a base of Mefurish Rashi. Mefurish. If there's no pecham, there's no Easter of mechab. What does that mean? It means it's not your intention for a pecham? Can't be. Because according to the Rambam, we paskin, ein tzricha legufa is chayav. You look back, I'm reading now the footnote. I guess a very nice footnote, 131 in the Ramban of Mem Beis. Quotes Rashi Kuflam Adalid, ein lefarish kipshuto, the kol sheina osa pecham ein bo kibui. It's a matter of ein tzricha legufa. Says, Rashi holds, what does kibui mean? Matzil adava mikilui, sha'esh mechala v'osat ha'efer opechom. Aval matechas kevin she'en ha'esh of mechaleu, ein bo inyan melocha. It's not considered to be a melocha whatsoever, even irrespective of the details of melocha she'en ha'tzricha legufa. That's what it says. Interesting. So it comes like the Avnei Nezer. Here's the question. Well, what does that prove? If you hold Rabosai, the footnote is noted that he thinks that Rashi is like the Ravid. Why? Because we usually consider Mechab and Mava to be flipped near images of each other. So if he's saying, what is Mechab? When you save an item from which would otherwise have been burned up, and now you put out the fire, that's not consuming it. That fits in very well with the opinion of the Sokhat Shavar Rebbe, which we like to associate with the Ravid Shita, that the nature of the Melach of Mavir is to consume fuel, and Mechab is to preserve fuel, to prevent anything from being burned up. He thinks Rashi probably holds that way. Probably holds that way. Probably. But, maybe he agrees with the Rambam. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. This Gemara in Masechet Pesachim is cited here in the footnote. Adon Ezer also cites the same Gemara. A very interesting Gemara. Rabosai, you may have learned this Gemara, enough, I and hey, if you look at Rodea, it comes up a little bit. I have to roast a korban pesach in fire. Sli eish. What'll happen if the korban pesach is affected in terms of its being roasted not only by the fire itself, by the metal. By the metal, which is near the fire. So the Gemara says a matechas aduma is considered to be eish. How do you know? Rabosai, I'm sorry to speak about this today. There's a thing called this arba misas bez. Skila sreifa harim v'chem. What's sreifa mean? You burn them at the stake like Joan of Arc. That's the Inquisitions. That's what's called the misas sreifa. No, you may have learned this. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Av Kuvav. The Gemara, Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samamana. They would take hot molten lead and pour it down the throat. And that was a roll of Misa Yafa. The Gemara didn't say that. Right? So it's a Misa Yafa. He dies right away. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Yeah. So. And that's called Srefa. It's called Eish. See that molten metal, hot molten metal. It's considered in the category of fire. Of course, the problem, you look in the Gemara Nafayin Eim Sochem, is a ribui miyuchad, a separate pasuk to be marbet. Oh. So according to the Ravid, it's only a ribui. But normally speaking, hot molten metal, no matter how red it is, or white hot, I don't care, would not be considered to be etch. It's a special ribui when it comes to Mises Bez. According to the Rambam, apparently it is considered to be Eish. Mechamim es hamakas, it's red hot, it's considered to be Eish. Afal pi kein, if you put it out, there's no din of kibui. Kibui requires a pecham. No pecham, no kibui. Who said so? He quotes it here from the newest find, Rabbeinu Prachya. Right here. Rabbeinu Brachia, who says, Gacheles de Trilosa Matris, Ukshakova Ori Matris, is not considered to be Kibui. Normally, when it comes to wood, when you burn it, you have, you know, wood. When you put it out, you have char. It's a different item completely. So when you put it out, it's considered to be mechaber. When it comes to metal, it was metal, it is metal, it will be metal. It's not considered to be mechaber whatsoever, even though when you made it red hot, it is considered to be mavir. They're not necessarily mirror images of each other, according to Shitas HaRambam, as explained by the Rabbeinu Parachia. Okay? Fine. Then Abdenezer goes further. Abdenezer is now in a different Shuvah. Shuvah Reish Chaf Tes. He quotes the Gemara in the Sechti Yavom Estav Vav. Elo Savaru Eish B'chol Mosh V'Sechem B'yom HaShabtz. Rabbi Shmuel explains Mises Bezen of Srefen. You see from here? The right to the Rambam. That melting the metal is considered to be Mavir. Red hot metal. And don't tell me that the Easter of Srefa, when you burn the insides of the person who's being executed, no, they don't become Gecholim, they just become burned up. And the fire itself you can have from Erev Shabbos. So it must be on this Gechela Shal Matchis. That's what Yechayev Mishum Mavir for. Ayat Mavashel. Both say, I want you to see this Gemara for a minute. Kuv Vav, should have been on the Maram Makomos, I apologize. Kuv Vav, Omer Am. Shumad Lekusila Shal Avar. He lights it. It's on fire, eh? Some metal lead. Venos Nalatov Pia. He put down the down the mouth. The Derek Bishul is there. The Kaiol Abishul. Shana Makalka La Avar Vishulo. Ela Misake and the Torah. It's not considered to be Makalka. Oh. That's very important.
You kill someone, it's considered to be Makalka. Tosis points out.
So you see, is a chiyuv of Mavir in this kind of a case? Wow. Fine. Oh. So that Gemara in Pesachim does say, at least after the Zeribui, that hot metal is considered to be Eish. So I
Makal Bahavar is chayiv. You kill someone, it's considered to be Makalka. Tosis points out. So you see, is a chiyuv of Mavir in this kind of a case? Wow. Fine. Oh. So, that Gemara in Pesachim does say, at least after the Zeribui, that hot metal is considered to be Eish. So I want to say that that's what Abnezer says. The Ravid says only because of a special Ribui in Pesachim on Afayin Hay. But if not for the Ribui, it's not really Eish on its own. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo. This is on the Maram Makomas later on. I put it later. I want you to get a head start in the Gemara of Rishonim themselves. It's in the parentheses way down the page. Simon Yud Beis. It's a whole simon all about this topic. If you have a chance, you can look inside. Or a three. I'll make a reference to it in a second. Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that even according to the Ravid, hot metal is considered to be fire. Eish it is. Based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Yes. So why are you not chayev when you make it red hot? Since Rav Shlomo Zalman as follows. Listen to these two words that sound alike. The Ravid holds, you're chayev when you are mavir. Mem, vase, ayin, yud, resh. You're not chayev when you are a ma'avir. Mem, ayin, vase, yud, resh. Two words, only the two letters are interchanged. Ma'avir is, you make a fire out of nothing, you light a match, poof, and now this wood starts going up in flames. There was no fire before. But when it comes to metal, you are viewed as a ma'avir. You're just transferring fire. That's what he says. Well, and as we'll explain a little bit more, but he says it's a very important thing. You mean to tell me, according to the Ravid, does anyone have an electric range in the house? No one? Who has an electric range in the house? Nobody? Yes, Baruch Hashem, one person. When you put on an electric range, the coils get red hot? Good. According to the Rambam, if you cook on Shabbos in your electric range, you'd be chayev b'Shabbos. Mevashel b'ur. You're mevashel on a fire. Frekos Rav Shlomo Zalman. You mean to tell me, according to the Ravid, if I go into the Frolich home and I cook on Shabbos and I take cold water from the sink and I put it in the kettle and I put it on the electric range, let's say it's on from before Shabbos, red hot, I'm not chayev anything. Because the metal is not, red hot metal is not fire. According to the Abnezer and the Chanami, they would be put. So Mazama says he's trouble believing it. He thinks he would be chayev. Because he said even the Ravid concede that red hot metal is fire. Just that, when you're not chayev on Shabbos, altz mav'ir, because you're only a ma'avir. We'll come back in a minute. But he does say something which is quite remarkable. In footnote 3, he was once visiting the Chazon Ish, and he told him a following Kiddush, Rebbe Chazon Ish, like this. I think they still have them in Eretz Yisrael. You want to heat up a water for coffee. So what do you do? You have no fire before microwaves. I'm on the road somewhere. That little immersion, it's called. They still have, you're still using it? An immersion coil. Still use it. An immersion coil. You put it in a cup of water, and then after a few minutes, the water gets very hot. But that immersion coil is not that hot. It's not red hot. So Shlomo Zalman told the Chazon Ish, I have a great idea, Rebbe. Well, we have someone who's sick on Shabbos and needs hot water. Instead of heating up the water in a regular fire or an electric fire, which he thinks even the Ravid would hold its usher, electric range, which even the Ravid would hold its usher, use an immersion coil. Everything I saved so many serum derives from the Vashel. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's suggestion, which he made once he was visiting the Chazon Ish. How did the Chazon Ish respond? Chazon Ish responds as follows. This is in Simon Yud Beis, footnote 3. Heishiv li b'pshitus, the kemosha mevashel b'mayim chamim, Shem told them a yesh chayav chatas. If you cook an egg in boiling water, chayav chatas, no fire. It's the most beferish in Parakira. Told us yesh chayav. Kach kahamavashel bizerem shel chashmal. Hol of a derech klal utalich hayotzer yesh havelik ein ibur. It's in quotations. Shel yesh. How do you translate the word ibur? I'm not sure how to even translate the word. Ibur is an extension. I'm not sure what he means. Ukemosha Chayav Mal told us Eish, Kachka Mal Ibur, Hole of a Derech Klal, U Osin Lios Eish, Avagavsha the Meister, Rakpime Mayav Lonotza Shem Eish. Shem Adam was crestfallen. And this Gaval, the Gechidish, the Negev, and he's stunned. Ma'od is Balesi, the Shmoa Davazer, the Yaldus Hoysabi. See, I was a kid, I was young. Loma Sharaka Rishonim Hoyucholim Loma Chiddush Gadol Kazeh. Told the Chazan Ish, only a Rishon today is. I mean, Chazan was a great man, he wasn't a Rishon. Achu Chazan Veheshiv Shaladata Hu Poshut Vein Tzrichim Klalios Rashba Loma Davazeh. Must be the Rashba. This is a conversation that's probably happened in the 40s. I don't know, he's writing this now 50 years later. Ulam Gamayom Zetamu Amal Bein. I still don't understand it. How can it be? Refrach Hazerem Atzmo Rak Bimurtoso Bishavshe Bimachayim Es Hachut Shem Bisnagalo Atzu Nepach Lohor Vesorif Nikra Eish Lagabi Hazerem Atzmo Lo Shech Lo Loma Shu Eish Lo Betchil Lo Beso Bias Understand Chazan Ish. I want to suggest a pshat in Chazan Ish. I wasn't privy to this conversation, obviously. I don't know what the word Hebrew even means. I want to defend the Chazan, even though so it was Zalman, I don't know, but maybe we can defend the Chazan in the following way. Rabbi, who knows physics? Who took physics in college? Torah, Mada. In preparing for today's shiur, the whole week actually I had a phone call on Friday to the bastion of Torah, Mada, Yeshiva University. And I never called the main switchboard. They said, do you want, give a directory? I put in B-R-A from Lenny Brandwein. I don't know who he is. He's a goyin in physics. He fixes everything in the yeshiva. I had a long schmooze with him on Friday morning, and he told me what I thought from the beginning, which is, when you consume electricity in your house in New York City, Con Edison, it's coming from a power plant. A power plant. There's one, a big one, I know, on 14th Street near the East River. 15th Street, a big, you ever passed by an FDR, it's a big power plant. Guess what's in the power plant? It's a fire. It's a fire, yes. Yes. You get nothing from nothing. Electric power comes from, ultimately, originally from some kind of a fire. They're consuming fuel. The fire is burning, it's making steam, the steam turns a turbine, the turbine turns, no, I lost them a little bit in the physics. But it starts with a fire, that much I remember. So I thought that maybe the Chazan Ish meant, although the words don't say this over here, that it's told us Eish, because to get the current, the electric current, is coming from a fire. So usually for us, what's told us Eish? The fire heats the water heats the eggs. Here, the fire is in 14th Street, I live in Riverdale, and there's no fire in between. There are Chashokhan thought that in the electric current, there's fire. Mamash. That's the famous Aruch HaShulchan who said you can put on a light on Yontif because it's not creating a fire, it's just transferring a fire from within here, from within the, don't you see the fire? You don't see it? So he didn't know science about Ganesh, it was a new thing really in his day. We assume that there's no fire, you cannot turn the lights on Yontif. You can't do it. But nonetheless, we can consider it to be some remote way, perhaps, kind of a told of age. It starts with the fire in Con Edison, then it somehow goes through turbines, makes steam and turbine, turns things around, and then creates current. Again, I'm not an expert. I mean, you know more than me. Then the current goes into the wires, and the wires, something there, magnetic, whatever it is, whatever the physics is. And I put it on, boom, the immersion coil gets hot enough to cook the water. Maybe viewed it as some kind of a told of age. Although it's still a tremendous stretch. I wouldn't have accepted it. It'd be a Rashba, no? The oldest age for us is you have a fire, cooks the water directly, and then we'll put egg in the water, in that water. Here it's going through coils, and the coils are cold. The coils aren't hot. You put your finger on it, you don't burn yourself. If you took away all the insulation, you still wouldn't burn yourself. I'm not recommending it, by the way. Don't take it around on Christ and make an electric shock, but there's no fire. It's not hot. Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe. So Rabosai, we're out of time. We didn't get too far so far, but we made an initial introduction to the sugya of Mavra and Mechaber. Mishim tomorrow we'll be discussing some other chidushim from the Mincha Shlomo Siman Yud Beis. Those who want to look it up, if we have some time. And we'll be going on in the Mara Makomas on the Shiva. Sugya of Mechaber and Mavir. I would like to once again repeat the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. We'll leave out the specifics of the Gemara Membeis from which it came, even Kuf Lama Dalet. That's a bit complex. We discussed it yesterday. Let's get to the thrust, to the Iker. We discussed the various sheets that we've shown him about the definition of Maver and Mechaber, how it relates to Mavras specifically. The Rambam writes in Perek Yibez Alach Aleph, HaMechamem Es HaBarzak, the Tzarfal, the Mayim, as it told us, Mavir V'chayim. So if you make metal very hot, it's Mavir. V'chayim is a Mavir. Alach HaBez, HaMechabeg HaChela Shematkes, Potter. Therefore, Mishus HaRabim, you may do it, mutter, to avoid nezek harabim. Presumably it's a derabonon, which is mutter, even though it's not tzakonos tafashos. Says the Ravid, in Halacha Beis, kamamu vavim devarov, all mixed up. In umechaber, right? Lo mei nochayim apapishen emeskavim epsikreshev lo yomasu, afilo lo yetzorach letzorfo, v'yu krabiudas virulei. What's this business of Kedei Letzarim? Why should the Rambam require that? He's the one who holds a Gaviuda. Behold, more to our point. Ma ben gachela shel matchis gachela shel eitz. Halo b'shteim lidvorov. Nalach Aleph. Yesh per mishum mavir, mishum mechaber. If this mavir, this should be mechaber too. And he quotes Kuf Lamed Dalet, he quotes Yom Lamed Dalet, various Gemaras. Fine. So the problem is, if the Rambam holds that if you make metal red hot, you're mavir, why does he seem to say that if you cool it off, it's not necessarily a mechaber? That's the problem. So, in understanding the very nature of the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid, we were assisted yesterday by the Avnei Nezer, who quotes the machlokas he has the Heiliger Alte Lubavitch Rebbe. How you define, what's the very definition of the Av Malacha of Mavir? What is it? Alte Rebbe said, the definition of Mavir is making a bigger fire. It's a Dover Poshut, Alte Rebbe. Kosav Rabbi Ladi. Iker achiyuv einem ishim sreifas v'kilyon ha'eitzim elen ishim ribu ha'esh v'zeh poshet milsa d'pshita lemoron zatzala miboy li tuva. Sokot Shavar Rebbe creeps with the Lubavitch Rebbe and says that he thinks it's wrong, he thinks it's faker. The definition of maver is kilyon ha'eitzim, consuming the fuel. So we could say that's exactly the machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. So when you have wood and you burn up the wood, after a while the wood just burns up, gone, not there. However, if you burn metal, it doesn't get consumed. It's a glowing hot fire. It's a red hot fire. Like the grill, no? The grill is not consumed. It's still here with us. Some will get stolen, but as long as they last, they're here. Even though it could be red hot, but
Because metal, when it gets red hot, doesn't get consumed. So therefore, according to the Ravid, hold like the Avnei Nezer, and therefore you'll be potter if your mother is a matris. Whereas according to the Rambam, hold like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, so if you make a big fire, glowing red, yechayev, even though nothing is consumed. That's the pashtus. This is again, if you want to look it up, Simon Reish Lamed Ches. Now the Nezer printed in the back of the beautiful new Egle Taos. Is there a Gemara about this anywhere? Is there a Gemara somewhere? Well, we had the Gemara about Kibui. Is there a Gemara about Havara? About Eish? About the definition of hot metal? Is it fire or isn't it fire? So we have the Gemara about Kibui, both in that Membeis. And Kufla Medal, the first two Maramakamas, both about Kibui. Because anyone which discusses in definition, is red hot metal considered Eish or not considered Eish? The only Gemara that the Avnezer comes up with is the Gemara Psochim, Daf, Ayin Heim and Aleph. That Gemara, I think it's worth, just read you a few lines from the Gemara Psochim just to see what it says there. Again, the context, thank you. The context is carbon, Sliyas carbon Pesach. It says Sliyesh. You have to roast the carbon Pesach on fire and on fire only. What about if it's roasted in a combination of fire and red hot metal? Two Lashonis in the Gemara. The first Lashon says, Tana Shisiko v'grof over Tzolabo Asa Pesach ain't it Tzliyesh? Shenema Tzliyesh, Tzliyesh Shtei Pamim. Otherwise, Misvori would have said, it is considered to be Yesh. No. Goli Rachman Asav Yafinim Yino. That's not considered to be Yesh. Break the Gemara, we got cholam shel matchas lav eishu. You mean to tell me it's not eish? But gabi bas kohen, the ksir bo eish tisarev, psila shel ava yu osna, shani osam. The makro, bo eish tisarev tisarev, le rabbis kol strevas abos min eish. The kitzer, there is a Gemara about this topic. Its location is Pesachim Ayin Hei, but it's unclear. The different Lashonis, it's not clear what the bottom line of the Gemara is. Is it Eish or is it not Eish? You go back and forth, as does the Avnei Nezer. It's not quite conclusive. What is the Maskon? The two could be the two Lashonis in the Gemara. This is the Gemara about whether it's considered Eish or not. Fine. I should remind you that in our Sugya, there's an issue of Mavir with respect to hot metal. There's another problem. Mivashel. I think what we saw yesterday in Shir again. Kuvav. Mali Bishul Psila. Mali Bishul Samamonim. The score of Srefas Bas Kohen. The same Suga we just spoke about. Srefas Bas Kohen. I think it's for Bishul. Bishul could not only if you cook chicken, but if you melt metal, that's also considered to be Mivashel. And perhaps if it's red hot, might be already considered part of that process of melting metal. Just letting you know, there's another issue over here. Okay. Now, having said this, which we spoke about yesterday, I want to add you just another point from the Avnei Nezer, who summarizes everything. It says there's a Rambam, there's a Ravid that we saw already. There's also a Rashi we saw yesterday. The Rashi Kufla Medal and Aleph said, there's no kibui by Gacheles Shel Matkas. You know why? There's no pecham. There's no pecham. There's no ash. There's nothing consumed. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Tzricha L'Gufas Potter, the only time you're chayim d'oraisa is if you intend to make a pecham, which is what they did in the Mishkan. Rama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but there has to at least be a pecham. When Rashi says there's no pecham, Rashi's not taking sides in the Machlokas HaTanoim. The question is, are you desirous of the pecham? But there has to at least be a pecham. There's no pecham, there cannot be a possible iser of mechaber. So is Mashma from Rashi. The Ureim, the fourth and final shita, goes back to the Mishkan. Old Dumi the Mishkan story. Where was Maver and Mechaber in the Mishkan? It says apparently in the Mishkan, when they worked on the metal workers, they, ever see pictures of these metal workers? And that's fire. So the metal was burning. So they did it in the Mishkan that way. So there was actual mavir of hot metal in the Mishkan. So therefore the Rambam says, he holds like the Rambam, that if you make a red hot metal, you're chayv. But in the Mishkan, there was no dousing of these metals with water to be mechaber, and therefore your potter goes straight to the Mishkan. Oh. Now I've ignored something which everyone jumped on me already this morning in Beis Medrash. I ignored this for a reason, but you know, I know it's a day of reckoning, that's today. And that is, it's Kedei L'Tzarev business. What is the type? Annealing? What does it mean? You strengthen metals. You want a metal to be a little schwach, so you make it hot and you put it in boiling water, zaps it somehow or other. And it makes it stronger. The Rambam mentioned Kedei L'Tzarev. Should that be taken literally or not? So, the Avnei Nezer took it literally. And it goes back again to the Mishkan. In Mishkan, he says that they did the Havara on the metal in order to strengthen it. And therefore, you look again in the Rambam, and this is what someone asked me today, what does the Rambam want? Rambam says exactly the same thing by Mavre and by Mechaber. It's Kedei L'Tzarev, it's Chayev, it's Chayev, it's not Kedei L'Tzarev, it's Potter. What's this whole discussion? I read you again. Good. Malacha base. Hamachaber gachela shemalchus poter. Then he adds, "Vim niskaver letzarif kaya." So kein loche abarzel osin. Mechaber es abarzel at sheye osa gachelas. Umechaber osa b'mayim kedei lechasmo to anneal it, to strengthen it. Vizel the Tsarev, also Chayev, who told us Mechaber. And again, the Raiva jumps. If you Chayev bechavon, it should be Chayev shalom bechavon. It's a psik ration, and then he's Chayev ain't shichel the gufa. That's what the famous Magen Mishnah, it's right here. The world famous Magen Mishnah, we spent a lot of time on in the previous sugya. Certain malachas. If you lack kavana, it's not just the din klali of Eina Miskavin, which is overcome by psikration. Or a din klali of Enshir Lagufa, which according to the Rambam doesn't exist, because Pasek Abiyuda. It's a din prati within this particular malacha, whether it be mitzarev, which is a kind of a tikkun, or tikkun mona, by Kosin, Kotem Esakisim, we had it, by Mapis Murusadarati, we had it. That's the Magen Mishnah, which we spent time on before. So it's an interesting mahalach that the Avnei Nezer has comes up with Maskana. He says, really, glowing metal is not fire. But that day I'm sorry. So he asks, wait a second. So according to the Rambam, how then could you be chayev on mavir if you make glowing metal? It's not called a fire. So here comes a fascinating conclusion. As it says in Pasuk, Losavaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos. It's a Pasuk. And the Gemara discusses that this Pasuk refers to Mises Bezdin, the Mises Bezdin of Sreif. Says it, Avnei Nezer, Ach Shevei Rachman. When the Torah said, Losavaru eish b'chol moshvoseichem b'yom ha-shabbos, the Gemara Darshins, that refers to Mises Bezin. What it's telling us is that normally we'd say that that hot fire might not be considered, would not have been considered normally to be in the category of the straight chiyuv of Mavir. Only if it's Kedei L'Tzarif, even according to the Rambam, he takes it literally. And the reason why, when Bezin comes and makes the hot metal, Mali Bishul Psila, the Chayim is a Mavir, not Mavashal. We mentioned yesterday, Mavashal will be Mekalkal Mavashal, but Mekalkal Bavor is Chayim. Why? Ach Shevei Rachman. Torah said so. Torah made a Choshev. According to Rashi and Beitza, fascinating Rashi. Rashi talks in the Chav Zayin and Mabez, if you give Chala to Meir to your Behema, it's Osir because of Mavir. Huh? And we'll it up. Well, the Torah considered that a form of eliminating Truma Tumeya, it's called Shemet Sreifa. Shemet Sreifa beyond, which we mentioned every Friday night. It's considered to be an elimination, Rachmon Ach. You're looking at Rashi, Beitzach of Zayin and Mabez. Along those lines, he says over here in the Avnei Nezer. So he writes, Achidush Gadol. So he summarizes that there are four shittas. Let me just read you a summary, a brief summary. Shuvas Avnei Nezer. Four shittas in Rishon. The Rambam, the Ravid, the Urayim, and Rashi. I'll read it to you. Le'o Ravid, ain't b'matches mishem havara v'kibui klal. Gosh, that's the Ravid. Le'o Rambam, in the skavid v'kibui l'tzarev, on the skavid l'haba havara k'le l'tzarefo, chayim. Otherwise, pot. There's no difference to Rambam between one way or the other. He understood the Rambam not the way the Rambam understood it. According to Rashi and the Urayim, Havara there always is, but not Kibbutz. Why? The Urayim goes straight with Mishkan. Mishkan, whatever they did in the Mishkan. And according to Rashi, no, Kibbutz requires a Pecham. No Pecham, no Kibbutz. Adkan, yes, you go. Good question. It should be Avmalach. This is not a real fire. After all said, it's not a real fire. Very good. We may come back to that question in a few moments. Comes up Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and says the whole thing is not right. Why? What Shlomo Zalman is trying to do is explain the Devar Pashut in his mind. If you put on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos, you are chayim midoraisa mishamavim. Wait. According to what we said now, it's not true. According to the Rav, it's not true. What is it? It's hot fire. It's hot metal. And according to the Rambam, it's also not true. According to the Avnei Nezer, it's not Kedei L'Tzarif. Shlomo Zalman is very much, does not want to have this cooler. He has trouble with this. Yeah? Oh, would it be Mevashel? Not completely clear to be Mevashel either. Not completely clear. Because when the Rambam has Mevashel too. I asked you to see that Rambam also. The Perek Tes in Ilchos Shabbos Halacha Vav, Hamatich Echad Nimine Matches. Ad she teyose gacheles, hareze told us mevashel. What does the word matich mean? Can someone translate matich? Can someone translate the word? What? What would you say? No one wants to give it a try? Melt, that's what I would say. I would say melt, which of course fits into bishul. You take something which is hard, you make it soft. That's called melting. So I thought if you take the metal and it starts to melt, that's the case of bishul psila. Bishul psila, you take the it's molten lead. He says, Achet yosa gacheles. What do you mean achet? What do you mean gacheles? How do you translate the word gacheles in this context? It means something which we char, we throw it out. Doesn't mean it's quite. It's very hot. But it's arguable. It's only if it melts. It's not completely clear. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's not completely clear that yechayv mishum mevashel either. Yes.
Well, didn't we just say that even getting it red hot is part of it? And we just said that if you make the metal red hot, it's like you're going to melt it. It's part of the melting process.
So what do you think?
Then it should be mevashel.
Uh-huh. Even though you haven't gotten to the full melting stage. It's along the way. I mean, it's a partial cooking. What'll happen if I take water and I want to cook the water to 190 degrees? I cook it to 100 and I stop. I cook it to 80 and I stop. Okay? What do you say?
Yeah.
Big mach we have, it's really the machman nifla. Pashas, I would have said your pot. You didn't really do anything yet. Yes, Joel. Oh, so let's get to that. So Reb Shlomo Zalman has a lengthy discussion in Siman Yud Beis about this very point. I'll give you some of the highlights of his discussion. Try to go in order of what he says. Very important. Shuv, again, it's a little hard for everyone to read. If I put it in the brackets and put it later on in the Ma'amar Kamos, but it's certainly worthwhile reading. I don't need my endorsement. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, he starts a Chazanish. Talking about electricity on Shabbos. We spent so much time 2 weeks ago out of Bona. What about a more straightforward malach? Efsher the Yeshba Mishum Mavir the Das Rabba. Efsher. What's that? Efsher. The answer is Nakadel Tzarf. And therefore, one might argue it's Nakadel Tzarf. You're not Chayt. That's the Rambam. You saw the Rambam. You saw the Chazanish. Perek Os Simen Nun Sivkot and Tes. The same one. We were there before. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman as follows. How can you take it literally? It's like this. If the Rambam would have held, listen carefully, listen to this logic. If the Rambam would have held, ain't you going to go for Potter? No. You can understand. If you're not doing it all the time, you're not throwing the goof for the same goof that they required in the Mishkan. But the Rambam holds answer the goof is chayev. So the answer the goof is chayev. So therefore, what in the world's going on? How do you explain the fact if it's not kadel tzarev, you are potter? So he has a way. Who might lo mafarik lo? We spoke, if you recall, we mentioned it earlier this month, that it's possible that when it comes to a toldo, ain't tzricha legufa is potter. We spoke about it last year at Greaterland. And the logic is as follows. It's amazing what you spoke about. What's a toldo toldo? Assuming a toldo is like an av, rabosai, in the sense that it is a different action with a similar purpose. So we can say like this. A different action with a similar purpose applies if it's tzricha legufa. Similar purpose than this is in the Mishkan. If it was a different action and a different purpose, it's a told of Ansel Gufa, maybe you'd be Potter. So suggests Reb Shlomo Zalman to defend the Avnei Nezer. That the Rambam said that what? If you make metal red hot, it's told as Mavir. And behold, there was nothing before. Nothing. What? You're going to tell me that the electric current is fire? Feh! That's ridiculous. Hare poshenu, the zerem einenu eish. As opposed to, I've told you, the Aruch HaShulchan was once quoted in one of the old periodicals, that he suggests that maybe this is considered fire in the coils. I saw the Lama Tetz Malachas book, because there are Baron Kotlas and Chumas about this, about the refrigerator, but he also...